From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea puts hold on missile system. The South Korean government has quickly refuted U.S. President Donald Trump's call for Seoul to pay $1 billion for the THAAD missile defense system. The deployment of the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Defense Anti-Missile Battery was agreed to last year by the administrations of the U.S. President Barack Obama and then South Korean President Park Geun-hye. Park was actually able to evade demands that she seek National Assembly approval for the deal by claiming no additional funding would be required for the THAAD deployment. But during an interview Thursday with Reuters in Washington, President Trump said he wants South Korea to pay for the system. A former U.S. State Department official estimated the cost of the system at about $1.2 billion. In advance of a U.N. Security Council meeting on North Korea, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters about the U.S. plan to deal with the threat from North Korea's nuclear and missile program.
We've put in place a very deliberate strategy, which we are just in the early stages of executing, and it is one that does involve bringing significant pressure to bear on the regime in Pyongyang.
Tillerson said China at one point had threatened to impose sanctions on North Korea if it conducted further nuclear tests. Members of the Philippines Commission on Human Rights, accompanied by journalists, have discovered a tiny secret cell in a Manila police station that was stuffed with 12 men and women who'd been detained for a week. Gilbert Boisner, Manila director of the Rights Commission, said no charges have been filed against anyone in the group who'd been picked up on the pretext of drugs. Human Rights Watch said the detainees were held without notifying families or lawyers, were housed in grossly overcrowded conditions, and were tortured. Detainees said the police were trying to extort money in exchange for their freedom. This is VOA News. New documents show President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interests after being warned in 2014 when he retired as an army general not to accept payments from foreign governments. Bonnie Watson is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee looking into the influence Russia might have had on last year's presidential election and any connection between the Russian government and anyone on the Trump team. Watson says her committee is not getting much help from the White House.
Our information is, and it has been reported to us, and we have seen it in writing, the White House does indeed have documents. The White House has determined that it is not going to share those documents. That's not acceptable.
White House spokesperson Sean Spicer answered questions about how Flynn obtained security clearance to be a part of the Trump administration.
General Flynn was a career military officer who maintained a high-level security clearance throughout his career in the military. His clearance was last reissued by the Obama administration in 2016 with full knowledge of his activities that occurred in 2015.
The U.S. military says it is probing whether Flynn failed to obtain required prior approval before accepting money from foreign governments. British police said today that they had thwarted an active terrorism plot after a woman was shot during an armed raid on a house in North London. Chris Phillips is the former head of Britain's National Counterterrorism Security Office.
What you've seen today and yesterday is police preventing a terrorist attack. Now that's really important because when a person gets to the point of blowing themselves up or shooting people, it's too late. We're just going to have victims. What we need to do is exactly as we saw yesterday, police intervening before the attack happens.
The incident came just over a month after a British-born convert to Islam crashed a car into pedestrians, killing four people before stabbing to death a police officer. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley stepped up her rhetoric against Russia, saying more pressure needs to be put on Moscow to stop the war in Syria.
Russia must live up to its promise to deliver real peace talks and a real political solution.
Russia has used its veto eight times in the six-year-long conflict to protect the Assad regime from sanctions and other international action. A bipartisan panel of experts on Egypt-U.S. relations is urging Congress to rethink its annual $1.5 billion aid package to Cairo as the country fails to improve on its human rights record. The experts argued Egypt under President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is a military-run state with no respect for human rights and rampant with government-sponsored anti-Americanism. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.